Obama.
No, well, we don't have a Romney Bunch by Charles Dickens for 2 days, the well-known Dutch author, and perhaps at the same time, I should add that we don't have Carnaby Fudge by Charles Dickens.
She gets her very own theme music as well. Monica Dallard, good morning.
Oh, my God.
What an honour.
I love that you, our librarian, that's your laugh, obviously.
Yes,
Ross has put it in there. But you get a rock, under the guitars.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, my gosh. That is so fun. Thank you. Thank you, Ross. Yes, that is my laugh.
All right, now it's time for you to bring the rock and roll libraries
rock
into.
And roll actually, libraries. I look at you and your face looks a bit sore.
Sore, yes. Oh, God. Thank you, Jacinta, for reminding me. I think I might have a sore tooth, too.
Oh, so, really?
And I'm worried about my comedy festival show coming up.
A little earlier in the day, Sammy took 16 steps to pretty much promote his comedy festival show. It started with a toothache. You've got your own toothache,
yeah,
Monica.
Let's definitely.
Just get the 16 steps. Let's lose them. Get straight in. What is it?
Monica Dallard, fancy that. It's 15 shows at the Comedy Festival, the Clyde Hotel. It's my 21st year in comedy, so it's going to be a birthday bash.
Ooh, yeah. Very nice.
Hits and memories, all sorts of stuff happening. Yes, a cake. Come on.
What time?
7 o'clock and 6 o'clock Sundays. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
but I'll come to you on a Wednesday.
Yeah, yes, see
you.
Let's do that.
Yeah,
all right.
Done.
Okay. Back to business.
Back to business.
books.
Yes. So I thought I'd start with the update, the top pops in your local library, top of the pops. So 9 Perfect Strangers by Leanne Moriarty. She's down to 142 reserves, up from 358. But she's still
a long run.
Yeah, long run. But she's still number one. And Normal People by Sally Rooney is now second on the reservation list with 118 reservations. Nonfiction top reservation is Becoming by Michelle Obama, 257 reservations.
That has not slowed down.
No, and over 3 million copies sold in just 3 months. And in Libraryland, she's gangbusters as well.
I've heard the audiobook for that is exceptional.
Oh, it's brilliant because she's talking to you. She's right there in your ear. It's lovely.
If only Oprah was with her, and then we would have the best time of our lives.
Oh, gosh, yes. And, of course, there's not as many resis on the audio book, so get that either as an e-audio book or in your hand and a CD and stick it in the car radio. New fiction trending, Islands by Peggy Frew, 14 reserves, release date was 4th of March, Australian author. This is Peggy's third novel after award-winning second novel, Hope Farm.
Guess what book I bought the other day that I could give to the library once I'm done?
Yes, please.
Islands by Peggy Frew.
Oh, wow. Have you started it? Or?
No.
No, that's okay.
No, I've got a beautiful bookmark in there. It's pristine. It's ready to crack.
It's beautiful.
Did you read Hope Farm as well?
I certainly did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I love. She's a great writer. She was shortlisted for the great award.
Yes, that great
one.
Award.
Yeah, which that one? Excellent
was
it? Award.
Really good
Miles
award.
Franklin.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so go for that. It's a very beautiful book. Women in Sunlight by Frances Mays, 4 reserves. Sorry, 4 American women rent a villa in Tuscany for a year and it changes their lives. Well, of course it would.
The villa in
Tuscany
sounds has to.
Horrible.
It's from the author of Under the Tuscan Sun. So, you know, it was made into a popular movie. And if you just this long weekend, get yourself a copy, sit in the sun, read it. By Monday, you'll have, felt like you've been to Tuscany. It's a win-win.
Will it drive us? Is it?
It's light, but it's
if only she'd heard Sorrento Moon before she wrote the book Under the Tuscan Sun.
Yes,
so
good point.
I don't know why I've said that.
But anyway, I love what you're saying.
You.
I think it's
And
marvelous.
By the way, all of these will be on the ABC Radio Melbourne Facebook page and our website, so you can get the list later if you miss it right now. Continue, sorry.
Yep. So non-fiction trending is 30,000 Bottles of Wine and a Pig Called Helga.
That's a great title. Great
yes.
title.
Now I'm back in. Here
change.
We go.
Here we go. So Todd and Jeff have struggled to grow basil on their expensive balcony in town in Sydney and then gave up lucrative careers to buy a 100-acre farm in Hunter Valley. How hard could it be, they said. Well, it's a delightful, funny and no-holds-barred honest memoir. The pig, the chickens, making a go of it, help from neighbours, friends, experts. Read this book and before you buy a farm, please.
And before we let you go, the Firefighters Storytime at Fed Square.
Yes.
On National Women's Day this Friday.
This Friday, yes. Come along. I'll be the MC and the main storyteller. We've got Steve and Kylie as well, firefighters, doing that story. And it all sort of came about because a four-year-old girl from the UK called Esme said, I wish I was a boy because I could be a firefighter. So firefighters, the police officers and paramedics around the world, all the women have got together and they're having lots of events and whatever. And this is the one in Fed Square. It's going to be huge. There's going to be fire trucks, boats, motorcycles, ambulances,
and
the whole
Monica
thing. And Monica Dulles. Yes.
That should be top of the pops. Yeah. Of all the International Women's Day events, which there are many and they're wonderful, that's great. Yeah, I love that
it's
that's
free. Just turn up and you'll have a ball.
Oh, Monica Dulles, you've made a promise. You better keep it.
Yes.
We will have a ball. Thank you. Come back for your own theme song again next week.
Wonderful. Thanks so much.